How accessible is your local bus stop over the road from my place? A person with a disability would have a pretty hard time getting along the pavement. They could certainly not get their wheelchair anywhere under the bus stop. And I noticed the council on the other side of the street has actually made the bus stop itself accessible for a person with a disability, but they'd have to walk down the road to get there because there's no footpath to get there. This is sort of it's a major legacy issue that's been around for just probably as long as Brisbane's been putting bus stops in a lower. You know, I keep telling you that I think those beautiful old tram stops that double as bus stops here are the best thing we've ever had, and we should bring them back. They're huge, they're sheltering. When there's a squall or a rainstorm, they're a shelter in sunshine. It's just a beautiful bus stop, and the modern bus stops aren't worth the word bus stop. They're really just advertising billboards with a bit of an awning. In a Brisbane City Council committee report, the council says it prides itself on being an accessible and connected city, and it wants people with a disability to be able to access every bus stop, but it's not the case. The council has had to upgrade 4,000 bus stops over the city to comply with the Federal Disability Act. Around 2,300 have been completed. There's 1,500 to go. Is the bus stop in your area able to be accessed by a disabled person? Give me a call. 1300 222 612 is the phone number. Jeff Trappett is from the disability advocacy group Inclusion Moves. Jeff, give me your take on the bus stops in this city.
They're certainly not where they need to be, Steve, that's for sure. For a person with a disability, public transport is still one of those options that just isn't an attractive option at this stage, and that's a great shame. In what should be a livable city for all.
It's been a legacy issue for many, many years, hasn't it?
It has, but the legislation around the numbers of accessible bus stops that should be there has existed since the mid-90s, Steve. So I understand it is a legacy issue for sure, but the legislation certainly didn't come overnight to surprise anyone in the middle of the night, that's for sure.
What are the issues, or what issues are there at bus stops in the city?
So for a person with a disability, a person with a vision impairment, for example, they'd need what we call tactiles, the little bumps on the ground that let them know that they're about to enter a dangerous area. That's one part of an accessible upgrade. Then for a person with a physical mobility issue, the flattening out of the bus stop so that the ramp of the bus is able to interact with the bus stop in a way that it's usable. They're probably the two big ticket items that certainly cost the most money when it comes down to the brass tacks.
What about footpaths themselves?
It's an interesting quirk that you talk about the bus stop across the road from your house.
Yes.
That bus stop wouldn't actually be counted as being accessible because there is no path of travel to get to it.
No.
A path of travel is extremely important for a person with a disability. Otherwise, you end up with an island of accessibility that once you're on that bus stop, it's great. But to step off it means that you go nowhere. So
yes.
It may as well not be there for a person with a disability, unfortunately.
Yeah, so they've done some good on one bus stop on one side of the street. They've done some good work, but you've got to go down the road to get to it.
For a person with a disability having to travel further just to get the same... just to get the same service as an able-bodied person, that speaks to public transport just not being an attractive option, like I said.
Yeah. Do you give the council credit for doing 2,300? They've sorted out at least 2,300 of them?
The figure that they were meant to meet under the legislation by the end of 2017, Steve, was 90%. So on those maths, they're full short of where I'd give them credit.
So they're well short of what they were supposed to do.
Absolutely well short. The next legislative requirement is 2022, where they're meant to have 100%. So even on those figures and the number of years between now and the end of 2022, they're going to be in some serious strife, one would think, without a serious re-look at the resources involved.
What do disabled people report about the bus stops that are compliant? My thinking is that the bus stops in this town are really just glorified billboards with an awning. In other words, they're not very good as bus stops. They're more seem to be designed to hold advertising posters rather than actually, have a sort of a function or a utility for people who use public transport. Well, give me the take of how you see things, Jeff.
And for a lot of people with disability, they'd probably agree with you. There's always many, many more things that you can do to a bus stop to make it better for able-bodied people and for the disabled. The issue for people with disability is we're not even getting to square one, where it's functionally usable to them before we even go start adding in extra space and awnings and all those kinds of things.
All right, my guest is Jeff Trappett. Jeff Trappett is from the disability advocacy group Inclusion Moves. The Brisbane City Council have to upgrade 4,000 bus stops over the city to comply with the Federal Disability Act. Is it the Federal Act or the State Act? I'm sorry, Jeff Trappett.
It's a Federal Act, yeah. And a lot of the funding or part of the funding will come from state government. So that's where councils certainly need to be banging down the door of state government and saying we value our citizens with disability and we want to see them included. We need a contribution to be able to make this happen.
So around 2,300 have been completed. There's still 1,500 yet to go. But you don't think the government's meeting or can meet any of the required federal deadlines?
Well, on those numbers, they've already missed out on the 2017 and the 2022. You would have to think they probably did a lot of the easy ones first. That's the way I'd do if I was programming, which means they're left with the hard ones now, and time's certainly running out.
So, Jeff Trappett, have you tried to speak with the council at all about their planned rollout and the speed at which they're upgrading?
The disabled community constantly talks with councils all throughout Queensland, including Brisbane City Council, about these issues. And unfortunately, a lot of it comes down to blame shifting, Steve. I talked earlier about some of the funding comes from state government. You end up chasing your tail, going from department to department to from council to council to statutory body, and never really end up with a result. And that's all people with disability are after, is that end result.
How do you... I mean, the ones that are disability compliant now, are they good enough? In other words, are they genuinely compliant, or are they just sort of, yeah, we've got a ramp here?
Councils and any body will always do the basics first, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. As I said, our issue is that we're just not getting enough of those basics right to even be able to entertain a conversation about getting more advanced. And quite frankly, in this day and age, we should have been. If they met their targets, we could now be talking about a more advanced bus stop design, which, unfortunately, we're still back at square one.
Andrew, a listener, has sent me a note saying they're all accessible for the inner city elites, but not much for those in the suburbs. Nothing changes. I'm assuming, but I want you to correct me on this, that disabled people would be forced to live in some of the less expensive suburbs.
Sure.
So in other words, all of the inner city bus stops, which don't seem to have the same, demand by disabled people on them, got upgraded first. And the ones that are the hotspots in the suburbs where the housing is cheaper, they haven't been as quickly upgraded. Would that be fair?
That is a fair statement. The census data would bear that out, that people with disability do unfortunately fit within low socioeconomic areas. And ironically, it's a chicken and egg scenario, Steve. If you don't have access to good transport to be able to get to good jobs, then you're on a hiding to nowhere from the start. So being able to change that cycle is a really important and powerful thing.
You're in a chair. How do you get to work and get around in the city?
For me, I drive, Steve. I say, public transport for a person with a disability is one of those things that does work on occasion, to be sure. Works if you're in some certain areas, but certainly works in less areas and is less certain than an able-bodied person, and that's a great change.
I appreciate you coming on, Jeff Trappett. Thanks very much.
No problem. Thanks, Steve.
Jeff Trappett, disability advocate from the group Inclusion Moves.